Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers.
Good evening. You are on the air listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It's Thursday, March 26, 2015. And we are going to have an exciting show this evening. Stephanie Haynes will be on with us. We'll break away from other people's expectations. Oh, that's going to be a good one. She says, be untrue. Do not be untrue. Or should you be untrue to yourself? She's going to let us know all about that. First of all, I'd like to start off with appreciation. You know, I believe in appreciation to all of you, and especially to the person who woke me up. Now, I am waking you up, and together, we are waking up the world. You know, we should never, ever allow amnesia to set into our spirits. And I'd like to say happy anniversary to LP112, my legacy leaders. It's been a year. And a special thanks to Sergio Campos and Marilyn Rising. They keep everything together. We are getting ready to celebrate. And guess what, Marilyn? I am going to leave my cowgirl boots at home. So you know that means fun, fun, fun. And lastly, I'd like to appreciate my faith-based organization, keeping me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. We're going to get started here. We're going to take care of some email requests because you know here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, we are people of our word. So we're going to start off with email requests, and I have something going on. This person is celebrating a 25th year anniversary, and she loves Luther. So we're putting this out to you. We're going to go back to back with this until Miss Stephanie Haynes comes on. Enjoy and wake up.
I want to tell you, baby, the change I've been going through, missing you, till you come back, baby. I don't know what I'm gonna do. No. Thank you.
But, you know, I'd like to have a shout-out out there to all my youth and my cohorts out on the campuses. You know, it is midterm, and I know it's crazy out there. Don't forget, I am right there with you. You see, you cannot teach the dance if you don't know the dance. So I believe in being well-trained so that I can extend all my services and train each and every one of you out there properly. As I tell you, each time I see you, don't be afraid of the dark. You are still held up by the stars. The light will carry us all over. We are happy, bright, and light here. We're going to keep rolling with Luther. We keep our word. This is our Mighty Five request time.
And I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy. And oh, now all you need is a chance to try and in love. All those feelings that I want to touch and in love. What a world for the lonely guy. Sometimes I feel I'm gonna lose my mind. Can anybody tell me just where to find any love? Oh, everyone needs a love, no doubt. Any love. Everybody feels a lonely. Any love. And I know there's a love in the end of my life. Try to think positive, and hey, I pray for someone good to give any love. Love is sweet and so divine, and I can't wait for my love light to shine. Can anybody tell me where I can find any love?
Come into my life. But wait for love, and you're gonna get your chance.
sent in to me. I just love them. So I took care of you with Luther. But you know, I want to share if it is important to have an elevated life condition so that you will be able to calmly accept whatever happens in life, striving to put problems into proper perspective and solving them with a positive attitude. Happiness blossoms forth from such a strong and all-encompassing life condition. We're going to switch this up here. You know, we're about happy, bright, and light and taking care of people. And someone wanted to hear a little song that had a bluesy twang to it. So I'm going to give it to you. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, 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 baby. Honey, you know I love you. Lord, I missed you so much, baby, when you left. Honey, now I see you walking down the sidewalk, baby. I had to come out the house and say, baby, come and get to this.
Talking about back there, but we have taken care of our requests for the first portion of the show, and now we're going to go in and we're going to bring in Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. And Stephanie's topic today will be break away from other people's expectations. And she said, don't be untrue to yourself. She's going to let us know exactly how to do this. Hello, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Is this Stephanie Haynes?
Good evening, Ms. Linda. Yes, it is. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I am great.
All right. Well, you know, I know you're busy. We're so glad to have you with us on Thursday. I'm going to be quiet because this is an excellent topic, and I have some questions that I will give to you at the end that I've received in, and I'm just going to let you take it away, Stephanie, if you could kind of pull your volume up a little bit, or you're kind of fading out on me.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All right, I'm going to let you have it. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Let us roll here.
Good evening, listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes, the author of Fashionably Stating Healing of the Wound. And tonight's subject is going to be on breaking away from other people's expectations. So you know, a balanced independence is what we should seek. It is the ability to trust and depend on your higher self and other people and yet establish your own individual identity. So that's very important, to create a balanced independence. So to establish that balanced independence in our lives, there are several things that we must do. First, don't let people around you determine your value or behavior. Everyone expects something a little different, but one thing for sure is that they all expect you to keep them happy and give them what they want. Many times the expectation people put on us and we accept are not realistic. So, number two, if you want to have confidence, you have to stop being superwoman. Realize you have limitations and that you cannot keep all the people happy all the time. Statistics prove that 10% of people would never like you, so stop trying everyone and start celebrating who you are. Number three, people who know how to live independently do not allow the moves of other people to alter theirs. When an unhappy person is unsuccessful in making you unhappy, they begin to respect and admire you. Even people who seek to control you will disrespect you if you allow them to do so. So I encourage you to be your own. Don't live under the tyrant of other people's expectations. Number four, learn to cope with criticism. No matter what you do in life, someone will criticize you. So you must learn to cope with it and not let it bother you. Criticism is very difficult for most of us, and a person's self-image can be damaged by one's critical remarks. We must know our own hearts and not allow others to judge us. People are fickle. They love you when you are doing everything they want you to do and are quick to criticize when you just one little thing goes wrong. Sometimes people who are criticized the most are the ones who try to do something constructive with their lives. It amazed me how people who do nothing want to criticize those who are trying to do something. You may not always do everything right, but at least you are attempting to do something to make the world a better place and to help stop hurting people. Each time someone criticizes you, try making a positive affirmation about yourself to yourself. Don't just stand by and take in everything everyone wants to dump on you. Establish independence. Have your own attitude about yourself, and don't be defeated by criticism. Number five, do something outrageous. They have you tuck away nicely in a little box of their own design. We are not created to merely do the same thing over and over until it has no meaning. We are creative beings in the universe. Doing something outrageous means different things to different people. Keep life fresh and exciting, not by doing stupid things, but by being outrageously creative and different. Say no when you need to. Anyone who says yes to everyone all the time is heading for trouble. And you want people, when people want you to do something, they definitely won't be happy if you tell them no. But sooner or later, you must decide if you're going to spend your life making other people happy at the expense of never being happy yourself. I'm going to read this again because we really need to hear this. Say no when you need to. Anyone who says yes to everyone all the time is heading for trouble. When people want you to do something, they definitely won't be happy if you tell them no. But sooner or later, you must decide if you're going to spend your life making other people happy at the expense of never being happy yourself. There should always be time when you do things for other people just because you want to make them happy, even if the things they want is not what we would prefer doing. To live that way all the time, however, is not healthy. Next, spend time with people who give you space to be yourself. Some people are always trying to get you to conform to precept patterns. But there are those where individuals who actually encourage individuality and non-conformality. I'm going to read that again. Spend time with people who give you space to be yourself. That is very important. Some people are always trying to get you to conform to preset patterns, but there are those or rare individuals who actually encourage individuality and non-conformality. That's a person that is confident within themselves. Where should we spend time with people who accept and affirm us to nurture healthy relationships? We must give people space and freedom. Get away by yourself to reflect, read, pray for several days at a time. It's wonderful to be married to someone who is secure enough to encourage you to be who you are and help you celebrate your uniqueness and individual needs. If you are tired of living on the beaten path that everyone else walks on all the time, then venture into the woods. Someone would be afraid that would get lost, but a confident woman or man expect to have new experiences that might be outrageously wonderful. If we want to be encouraged in our own individuality and independence, we must show the same type of freedom and respect into other people's lives. Live and let live should be our motto. Spend time with people who encourage you in your quest to be an individual. Find friends who give you space to be yourself, space to make mistakes, and respect your boundaries. This is very important. Have your own opinion. Wisdom knows when to keep quiet and when to speak. We are all entitled to our own opinion, but that does not mean we should always give it to others. Most of the time, people don't want our opinion, even if they do not ask for it. They just want us to agree with them. We should be wise about how freely we give our opinion and letting popular opinions become ours. Know what you believe and why you believe it. Refuse to pretend. Waiting to please people is not necessarily an abnormal trait. Often times we find that we simply cannot be what they want us to be. I believe that not being true to oneself is the biggest joy thief that exists. Just fake it till you make it. That is being untrue to yourself and something you should never do. Spirit does not appreciate hypocrites, pretenders, and phonies. Even if what you are right now is not what you know you should be, at least be real. Don't spend time pretending that you like things you despise or being with people all the time that you don't enjoy. People pretend to be happy. When they are miserable, they try to do jobs that are way over their heads just because they feel they should in order to be admired or to maintain a certain reputation. People have many masks and can become quite adept at changing them when necessary. Ralph Waldo Emerson pointed out that to be yourself in a world that is consistently trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Always remember that to establish independence, you must not be a pretender. Be yourself. Watch children. Spirit says we should become like little children. If we expect to re-enter the cycle of birth and death, study the freedom that children enjoy. They are unpretentious and straightforward. They laugh a lot, and they're forgiving and trusting. Children are definitely confident, at least until the world teaches them to be insecure and fearful. We all have to grow up and be responsible, but we don't have to stop enjoying life in ourselves. Don't let the world steal your confidence. Remember that the hands of the Spirit has created you on purpose. It has a special, unique, wonderful plan for you. Don't shrink back, conform, and live in fear. I ask stagnation. Have you ever seen a puddle of water that was stagnant? There's no circulation, no fresh water source, and the water just sits there. We can also slide into stagnation. It happens a little bit at a time, and often so slowly that it is almost impeccable. We stop being daring and creative. We settle in, slip into the world mode, and conform. Everyone will become stagnant if they don't fight it off. It is easy just to float alone with everyone else doing the same thing every day. The most valuable thing you can learn is that there are many things you must do on purpose. Purposely take care of our responsibilities in life because we know it is important. We give on purpose. We actually look for people to be a blessing too because we have learned the vitality, important lesson the Spirit taught us about walking in love. We purposely do something that is a little out of the ordinary every once in a while simply because we refuse to live in stagnation. We purposely spend time every day in meditation with Spirit to create a harmonious day. Don't just put in the time here on earth. Enjoy your life and make the world glad that you are here. Balance is the key to success in everything. Where there is no balance, we always find destruction. People who never learn how to balance their checkbook can end up in serious financial trouble. Balance is very important. If we don't trust our inner spirit, we will continue to make choices in our lives that will not serve us. We was born perfect. However, we don't always trust our inner voice to guide us through our journey of life. So, listeners, at this time, if you don't always already have a piece of paper and a pen in your hand, I want you to grab a pen and paper, and we're going to ask a few questions. Okay. So the first question is, how will you create a balanced and independent self-identity? How will you create a balanced and independent self-identity? Number two, what step will you take to prevent people around you to determine your value or behavior patterns? What step will you take to prevent people around you determine your value or behavior patterns? Number three, what step can you take to stop being superwoman? Ladies, you know we are caregivers and caretakers, and we always trying to take care of the world. So what is that so we can do? How will you live an independent life without allowing the moods of others alter yours? Number five, how will you cope with criticism? What are some ways you can protect your self-image? Number seven, what steps are you willing to take to make this world a better place? What steps are you willing to take to make this world a better place? How will you handle a person who wants to dump on you? Number nine, what will you do to prevent being defeated by criticism? Ten, what will you do to prevent yourself from allowing people to think they have you tucked away nicely in a box of their own design? Number 11, how can you say no without feeling guilty? Okay, I'm going to stop there at number 11. Miss Linda.
Well, when you stopped at number 11, how can you say no without feeling guilty? Personally, I'm going to speak on that because no matter what was asked or what was going on, my hand would fly up, okay? It would just fly up there, and it would really have put me in a situation in which I would have to juggle my schedule around and do this, just trying to take care of everything. But, you know, I really start taking in the situation, and I begin to say, no, can't do that, no, can't do that, because, you know, I found out that people say no to you very easily. But if you're always saying yes, 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 you don't give them an opportunity to tell you yes, 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 yes. So otherwise, give you an example, I was always busy taking people to lunch that I never took out time for anyone to take me to lunch. And one of my friends touched on that and really made me sit back and take a look at everything, saying no, always being there. So when you you say, how can you say no without feeling guilty? You just have to know your worth and set your plans. And as you said earlier, you know, don't be knocked off of your course. You have to really have some definite goals set up and definite, I wouldn't say, like you say, every time routine, but you must set your routine first. And then if you have time for others, other people's things or expectations to come in, then you can, like, help out every now and then. But I got away from that guilt, and it felt real darn good. So when you asked that question, that was one of my dilemmas, you know, not being able to say no. But I can say no real good now and say it sweet and with a smile. So that's basically what struck me, because I was that yes person to everybody, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never getting yes to me, so it made me stop and pull back and say, okay. So I hope I kind of like explained that, you know. So the guilt, was it because of the guilt, or was it, I don't think it was because I was trying to please everybody, but subconsciously it might have been. But it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll say no before mm-hmm. I say yes, and possibly, you know, come back and say, well, you know, I said no, but if you still need that taken care of, I can help you out with that. I'd rather do that first.
Mm-hmm. So do you know where that comes from? Why you
not,
so with
so? I, you know, I guess trying to not really understanding. Say in the beginning that everyone. Okay, let me rephrase this. It's a statement that my brother-in-law always says, and you know Texans are real crazy. And it's like, if you're always saying yes to anything that anyone asks you, then at the end, if you're always putting the yes out there, at the end, what are you going to have? Or what are you going to get? Oh, you know, give you 100 nieces and nephews. Oh, auntie, I need this. Auntie, I need that. Auntie, I need this. Auntie, I need that. Are you going through, oh, auntie, can you get this and can you get that? I went through that a lot. I don't know if I was trying to be a great auntie or, you know, just not knowing any better. Everything I asked for when I was coming up, I got, basically, if it was in reason, if it was something that I needed to, you know, work for, or something that I need to make preparations for, they would, my parents would make sure that I made effort to do that. But I didn't get too many no's when I was coming up as a child. So I guess that kind of like stuck with me. And I was trying to be, I guess, the parent to everyone, to model behind what I got. I can't really put my hand on it, but I don't do it anymore. But it had to stem mm-hmm. back from childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how did it make you feel?
When I say no? Now?
No, when you was giving.
When I was doing that, you know, a lot of times I always felt good, because it's always, you always feel good when you're giving. There's givers and there's takers. But eventually things would happen. People didn't appreciate, I felt, or they would keep coming, or they were never satisfied. Okay? So I went back to the analogy of giver-taker. You know, takers look for givers. They do. And they're very skilled at finding them. So I had to really just sit back and take an overall perspective of everything. Look at the environment. Look at the persons that I was around. And, you know, I can still be around them, but I tell them no. Okay? But, I'm still there. But I'm not there like I was there. And to the point, and back to what you said about something about when people see that they can't control you or they can't get anything out of you, they'll come with a different respect for you. I've had situations, and I'll share this, where, you know, when you're in school and when you're doing this and when you're doing that, I have situations now when some of those individuals approach me about, you know, maybe assisting them with something, they'll say, if you have time and if you don't have this, or, you know, they come a little bit differently. So when you touched on that means that respect level has changed. But I'm saying no, because it's yes, yes to what I have to do, and my yes has come first.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no guilt. I don't think about it one way or the other. It doesn't bother me, and I don't lose any sleep. If I can, and it doesn't interfere with what I have to do, and I'm able to assist you, then I'll do that up to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's cutoff points for everything that we do, and then turn it around and take it back to you. It's not a talking with some of the students and people that I speak with about, you know, how do you feel about, you know, people wanting you to do stuff all the time, or what they want you to do. It takes it right back to, well, or who are you trying to please? Are you trying to please them, or are you trying to please you? But after speaking with them and being around, they don't even know that they should be pleasing themselves. And then not to change the stomach, how can one understand that they should be pleasing themselves first? We're going back to that unhappy, happy thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the most important thing is your true intention.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
Ask yourself, you know, what is your intention? You know, what are your expectations when you
mm-hmm.
give it?
Mhm.
Why are you giving?
Mhm.
You know, so all of those questions come into play, because giving and receiving is the same energy.
Got you.
Okay, and when you give, there is no expectation that you should be receiving back.
Right.
Because when you give, you have to give freely from the heart. Now, you have people out there to manipulate their way through life.
They looking like what? Could you repeat that again?
I said there are people that manipulate their way through life.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So they take advantage, like you said, they take advantage of a giver.
Yes. I experience it. I experience it. Yes.
Yeah. And, so,
and you, it,
and
what
then,
happened, I'm sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, and what happens once you, it will be something, a situation, a statement, an action that will wake you up. You'll see something, or you'll start noticing a certain pattern. You know, because the ones that are takers, that are manipulators, they have a pattern. And once you get, you start paying attention to that pattern, because they know how to come to make it seem like it's inclusive. Everything that's being done is for the both of you, but it's really not. It's only being done for their benefit. And something will happen. It could be the wisdom. It could be any number of things that will set off that trigger to make you step back and see what's really happening. Like you can give you an example. You have individuals, I know in classrooms, you have individuals that they know that you take a lot of notes. They see you. They watch you. They know that your stuff is in order. So their story is they're not good note takers. Can they see your notes? My notes is not going to help you. You have to write in order to absorb, to understand. So when they realize that you're not going to go for that one, or when you're studying, they want to study with you. I study a certain way, and I can only study my way. I can deal with study groups at times if there's a project that we're working on and everyone has an assignment and it has to blend together to complete the assignment, then I can work like that. But just on my own, I have to do me by me and work in the manner that I work. And once they realize that, they pull back. But you have, and when you say you, when you give, you don't give with expectations. No, a giver shouldn't actually. They should be actually what you're saying, coming from the heart. So you got a person that's with you, and they're, you know, going through what you're going through, and you guys are moving. But yet and still, whenever there's somewhere to go, something is wrong with their car, or they don't have any gas money. It's a lot of stuff. And you sit back and you look at that. So what happens is you get another mode of transportation, and you don't take your car. So how you end up getting rid of that is you tell them, or they don't drive, and you get invited to the party because you are the yellow cab, because they don't have a way. So once you, and this I learned this years ago, and so once you tell them, okay, give me the address, I'll meet you there, that stops. Guess what? They'll either continue to tell you about the parties or you hear no more invites. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
So there's things that you go through, or and then there's individuals. I move in a lot of circles, and I was talking to a young lady today, Karina, and she was sharing about the things that she does. You know, she works at the PTA. She goes to her daughter's school and does a lot of things. But no one ever, she doesn't, there's a word that I'm looking for. She doesn't get it back. I mean, they just keep coming. They wanted to do the potluck. They wanted to do the tickets for the play. They wanted to do this, but not at one time have, you know. They said, well, you know, can you just take notes? So, you know, we just want you to come and sit and enjoy. So those are takers. Those are manipulators. Because if you are a doer and get things done and people know it, they're going to always come to you. Because you're going to get things done. If you're on time, if you're responsible, if you know what you're doing, if you are a no-nonsense type of individual that get it done, they're going to keep coming at you. But it depends.
So,
sometimes you get... I didn't hear you, Steph.
I was just saying that Karina, she has to step up and ask herself why she involved herself in all these activities.
For her daughter. That's her daughter's school. Her daughter, you know, some parents are very, very active,
right.
You know, in the school plays and all the meetings and in the PTA. But she notices that she's always the one doing everything. I say, well, how many children in the class? Huh? How many are there?
Yeah.
Or people will come and they'll call. I work in situations, you know, I'm throughout the community. I sit with boards. I'm on a few boards, and, you know, it depends on the bylaw of the boards. You know, board members, you're there to assist and serve. So, you know, you don't talk about, it's not about, it's a job, but it's a commitment. And so most bylaws on boards, they're going to fix it. The board members don't get compensated, okay? But yet you're out there doing time. And I've been in situations where I'm always called to go do many things because I'm a connector, so I can walk into a room, buzz the room, have everybody going there to promote out what we're working on and all of that. And then you have some board members that you don't see but once a year, okay? But if it's something that seems prestigious, then they get all the information. They get everything that they need, you know, and you're just sitting there. It's like you're the underling. So when you say, when we go through these things, how we should really stop and think about it, or where did this come from? So with Karina, I'm going to ask her, you know, well, why do you feel that you have to do everything? Tell them no and see what happens. Are they going to kick her child out? Are they going to mistreat her child? Are they going to kick her off the... A lot of people do things because they have a need to belong. Stephanie, I'm looking at the line. I see a number coming in. Did you have any callers coming in?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go in and see who this is. That might just be a listener. And if it's someone, if it's not anyone, then we won't speak with them. But let's see, because I didn't put a call out. Just a moment. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Who's calling?
Hey, how's it going? This is Improv, the celebrity impersonator. I just stopped by the page and say how y'all was doing.
Okay, who's calling, please?
It's Improv, the celebrity impersonator.
Celebrity impersonator. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm on the air with Waking Up with Stephanie Haynes,
okay.
The author of The Healing of the Wound. So what we're going to do, Mr. Empower, we're so glad that you're on. I'm going to put you on, and you can stay on and listen with us if you choose to.
All righty.
Okay? So I will
yes,
meet
ma'am.
You
thank
out,
you.
And you can listen with us. Just a moment. Stephanie, that was Mr. Empire. Did you hear that? He is a celebrity impersonator. So he's just listening in.
Okay, good.
Okay. And I'm going to write the number down. And if he blinks back in, we will see if he has it. I don't know if he wants to answer any questions, but after we complete, I can go back in. Would you like me to ask if he would like to ask the question?
Sure.
Okay. Let me go back in. Hello, Mr. Empire, you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still
Stephanie
here.
Stephanie Haynes wants to know if you would like to ask the question regarding the topic that we're speaking on.
Well, no, I just called in just to listen.
Okay, well, that's great. Can you hear us? I'm putting you on mute. Are you still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, stay on, and I have your number listed here. Don't go away, just listen. We love having you on. Okay, Stephanie, no questions. He just wanted to listen.
Okay, good.
So that's
right,
when you said, how can you say no? Do you feel guilty? No. But I do have a question here that came in from one of the young ladies. She's 25 years old. She still stays at home with her parents. And her parents, based on this, she says she is spending most of her life trying to live out their dreams, which is like, you know, their expectations. And she is so confused with which way to go, how she should please, what she shouldn't please, that she doesn't know what her true creativity is. She's living out their dreams. They're entertainers, and she's, you know, in all of these shows and all of the plays, and she has to look a certain way. Her makeup has to be done a certain way, and don't forget, when you go out, you never know who you're going to meet, so don't wear that. What is that all about?
You know, like I tell my clients, children come through you. You do not own them.
Okay.
Every individual on this earth has their own mission and purpose on this earth.
Okay.
And it's sad that some parents live vicariously through their children. For instance, if they weren't able to do certain things as a child, they tried to help their child to live out their dreams, which is a no-no. So I would like to, you know, say to her that pray and ask Spirit to show you what is your purpose on this earth.
Okay.
And then from that moment, start to fulfilling that purpose. And have the courage to speak respectfully to her parents and say, whatever that is, her desire is and goals are, that she have the courage to speak to her parents and say, parents, this is the role I would like to take.
Okay.
This is my passion. This is my purpose. This is what I was born to do. Everybody's not set out to be a doctor, lawyer, teacher, an entertainer, go to college, whatever. Everybody has their own unique purpose on this earth.
That's
and
true.
If they live in their own divine spirit, then they'll be happy because your prosperity is in your purpose on this earth. It's not always but all the money, the houses, the cars, the clothing, the jewelry that we own. That's not our purpose. our purpose here to serve each and every individual on this earth. So whatever talent that was given to you, those are talents that you use to create a better world. And once we as people understand that, then we begin to have peace on this earth. Because we won't be doing the crab in the barrel syndrome. Well, we're trying
we won't
to
be doing what?
Another issue. The crab
we won't be
in
doing
the barrel syndrome.
The crab in the barrel syndrome.
The crab in the barrel.
Yes. Yes. And we all know what that is about. So when you, that takes us right back to what you say, live and let live. Because because I, okay, give you an example. Oh, my goodness, when I decided to return back, you know, for higher academic, oh, I don't like school. Well, that's you, okay? So because you don't like school, you don't want me to like it, I've always wanted to go to school. I've just had to work so many jobs and be self-sufficient that I could never stay there. So I get an opportunity to get there, I'm going to take it as far as I can go. It's my time now. I love school. I love learning. But, and you listen to this over and over, so that is an expectation of that person because they didn't like it, they expect you to not to like it? Or because I have people that are around me that, what is it, people, you know, you have a CDZ, it's a compulsive, they're compulsive clean freaks. Is that a good word? But it's a name to it, a CDC or something. And if you put match them down on the counter, they pick it up. Or if you blah, 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 well, that's understandable. And, you know, if this is a relative and you've been around these people all your life, you know that that's how they are. But at one particular time, you have, and then they want you to be the same way. And you have to let them know, excuse me, I do this on a schedule, okay? And my schedule is my schedule, and I set my schedule. And if you don't like it because it's matched them and sitting on this counter and it's been here for 30 minutes, then you don't have to look at it. Okay, I don't know how to go. I just go in on them because it's so irritating or it's so, you know, I don't like to be controlled. And when persons do that, that to me is a form of you're trying to control me. And I'm not going to allow it. That is your thing. The same thing with her and her parents. 25 years old, when I was 16, I was out there knowing what I wanted to do and doing everything that I could do. And that's probably why I'm very diverse now, because I'd go over here, go over there, but I had the freedom to do that. So when she says her parents, it's kind of hard for me to wrap it around my head. I know that it works that way, but I was a little bit more fortunate that they let me do everything that was legal, okay? And it was up to me which direction I wanted to go in, as long as it wasn't harming me or anyone else around me, go out there and explore. They would tell me all the time to get out your backyard. Go see what's happening across the street. And that's exactly what I did. Well, that's a little bit different. Her parents are not telling her that. They're telling her how to actually live her life, which is her life. And for her to be living their dreams, if they didn't make it on stage, why are they pushing? And I see that happening with the young children. You know, because I work with small children, you know, performers and things of that nature, and I see that the kids don't half the time want to be there. And their mommies are standing over in the corner telling them, oh, don't forget to put your ponytail. And I'm looking at them saying, leave her alone. If she don't want that ponytail to the left, let her wear it the way she wants to. But I'm not the mom, but I see it. So those are also persons. So that's the category that she's in, because she's in entertainment. And, you know, she's in the industry, and she doesn't have a life. She didn't have a life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm looking. She said her mom is her does all her promotions for her. Her mom does all of her management. She books all of her, you know, appearances and stuff. She doesn't have a life. So if that continues to happen and you work with people and you understand about living, you know, up to others' expectations, what is she going to eventually end up doing? hating everything she does?
Well, it all depends on her personality, her spirit. You know, I really can't judge that.
Mm-hmm.
But all I want to say to Karina is that she really gets in tune with who she is.
Mm.
That she really sits down and asks spirit, you know, what is my true purpose here?
Okay.
You know, what is I supposed to be doing? What did I promise that I
right.
said I was going to do when I came to this? You know?
Right.
You know, so it's a spiritual thing that she has to get in tune with.
And that means that prayer needs
to
be there.
To break away.
Okay.
Yes.
Pray for
yes.
the purpose
really
on this
pray.
Earth. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a good one. I have one other. And we're not going to elaborate because I want to ask you some information about your upcoming, and I know Saturday morning is the morning, and you know I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth, but I just know the Saturday morning you start at 9:30 with the workshop, so we'll talk about that before you go. But I have a second question here that came in, and this is a parent that has grown children all over the age of, I want to say, maybe 30 or more. There's two girls and a boy involved, and she says that she doesn't have any time for herself because she's either being called on to babysit, she's being called on for this, or pick me up here, I'm having a problem here, or can you come out and get me here? And I think the children live some distance, you know. Maybe one is in the Irvine area going toward Orange County. There's another one that lives in the Inland Empire. So that means if she has to go out and rescue them for whatever situation, that means she's doing a lot of traveling. She, too, is trying to have a life, and she also works. And she says she doesn't have any time for herself. And what's happening here? Is she trying to live up to their expectations, or does she need to go find hers?
Well, it could be a lot of things come to play, you know. Sometimes we as parents, we have to allow our children to develop themselves, meaning that whatever problems they're going through, allow
mm-hmm.
them to experience those problems, not to be the rescuer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all depends on their ages. You know, but if these are grown adults,
they're adults.
You know, and you say in their 30s, in their 30s,
yes.
So it's all depends on the situation, you know, why she's rescuing them. You know, if there's any abuse involved, I can see why she's going out there to protect or to, you know, soothe the situation. But I don't know exactly what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
But however, but we as parents, we have to allow. I had 6 kids. All my kids are grown now. And when I go and visit with my grandchildren and visit with my kids. But I don't get into their personal business.
Okay.
When they go through things with their husband or with their children, you know, I speak to my grandchildren and have them to be respectful to their parents. But when it comes to other stuff, I don't get involved because they have to experience what they need to experience. And
okay.
sometimes there are parents out there that who was not in their children's lives, they feel guilty.
Okay.
And feel that they have to make children lives. There's no makeup. It is what it is.
Yeah,
there's no
a lot,
makeup.
Of, lot
it
out
is,
there like
is.
That. Okay. And
yes.
I can see that. It's
there's
kind of...
Yeah, there are some parents, and for instance, the clients that I work with, you know, some of their children get taken away from them because whatever situation they got themselves into, right? And then they spend most of their lives trying to make up for the lost time when they trigger that in their lives.
Okay.
That's a waste of time. We never can buy time back. It is what it is. All we have right now is this moment. So what can we do in this moment? That's all we have is this moment. So I want to say to the mother is that find time to be with yourself.
I got you.
There are women out there. There are women out there who don't know how to be with themselves. They put their children before them. After your child get a certain age, the relationship changes.
Yes.
Between you and your children.
Yes. Yes.
And
it's hard for me.
Older, Go ahead.
No, it is hard for me to really get into a conversation, to understand the conversation, because you have to be a mother to understand a mother. And I went through this with my sister and her children. And by me not having children, even though they were my nieces, she would come out to visit. But every time she'd come out to visit, the daughter would want to come out and leave the baby, pick up the car because she has an audition, and we wouldn't see her for 2 or 3 days, okay? Now, I was not having that, because if you're out here to visit me, I might want to go to dinner, or I might have something planned. And how can we do this if this child is here, okay? So, again, she could never get away to do her, until the point I would have to come and I would have to tell her, excuse me, you are perfectly welcome, but your grandkids can't come. And then that's how I would have to stop that. So either she would visit or she wouldn't visit. But I, at that time, I really didn't care, because now not only are they taking up your time, they taking up mine too. And that is not going to happen. So when it's a parent child situation, or when it's any type of parenting, it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around, but I'm listening to what you say. Those that feel good to try to make up, it is what it is, and you can never make up. And I'm going to always keep that thought in mind, and I will share that with others when I'm confronted with it, or when I hear those gripes and complaints, because things are going to only can happen to you that you allow to happen to you. So if you don't allow yourself to have any me time, then guess what? I guess you don't deserve any. I have to be cut and dry, because it's like a complainer to me is a pathetic person. And that's just my opinion. And at times I could sound like a complainer. I don't know. Most of the time I don't. I'm trying to find solutions. But a complainer is a pathetic person. So if you got yourself in a situation like this and you don't have any me time, why are you coming and, you know, crying to me? Or why are you, I know we're supposed to have compassion and all that, but I have short patience when it comes down to you must like it. If you like it, I love it, and we don't have to talk about it anymore. I just don't have patience. I'm working on it when I hear stuff like that. So I know the field of work that you're in, the counseling that you do, the clients that you have to deal with. I admire you. I really, really admire you, because that takes skill and that takes patience, and that just takes some time sitting back. And you have always been the type of individual that could go in and see another way, or make or say something always positive about it. That's why you're the author of The Healing of the Wound, because you have the skill to be able to heal, and you heal in many, many, many ways. And that's why I'm glad that you come on and you share, because it might not be a whole 10 hours of stuff, but whatever you say and whatever you put out there is so profound that a person doesn't need to hear but that one thing that will save their lives. And I know that. So on that note, I'm gonna not cut it off. I know that we stopped at number 11. When you come back in on Thursday, will we pick up here to go into part two, or will we move on to another topic?
Yeah, we're gonna do part two.
We're gonna go with part two next week. And that will be Thursday.
Yes, yes.
So before we end, because we're going to cut off at 9, before we end, can you give us information about the workshop this Saturday before I say goodnight, Stephanie?
Yes. Well, listeners, Fashion with the City has been doing a 21 Saturday Mind, Body, and Spirit Fitness Challenge. And we've gone on week 8. And this particular week, we will be doing a hike.
Okay.
So we'll be hiking on this coming up Saturday, starting at 9:30 a.m. We'll meet
okay.
at the Walk Park on Mount Vernon, and we're going to warm up there, and then we're going to hike on over.
Okay. Would you give the listeners your contact number? And after we end, I'll post it out and see who can come and join us on Saturday.
Okay, sure. My contact number is area code 323-605-2706. And my 323-605-2706.
Okay, and your website?
Our website is www.fashionablyfit.net, fashionablyfit.net.
Fashionablyfit22.net.
.net,
okay,
no, no,
I will post that.
On the Note 22, that's my email. The website
okay.
is www.fashionablyfit.net. My email address is fashionablyfit22@gmail.com.
At Gmail. I have that listed. Well, Stephanie Haynes, it has been a pleasure. I'm going to return and answer the emails. I'm pretty sure that perhaps Karina might be able to listen once she gets off of work. She listens every week, but she definitely wanted to have that answered about living up to her parents' expectations. Listeners, we have been on the air with Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound. And our topic tonight has been Break Away from Other People's Expectations. We've gone through the worksheet, and on Thursday of next week, we will be doing part two. So get your pencils and paper together. And Stephanie, I'm going to take us off with how I feel about other people's expectations. Doesn't matter how they feel about me, but you know it's a process, and it's persons like yourself that help us get there. So I'm going to take us out with Miss Chaka Khan and let them know what it's all about, or what we're all about, or shall I say what Waking Up with Linda Mac Sharon is all about. We love you, and I will be talking to you shortly.
All right, take care and have a great day.
Thank you. Good night, and thank you again. We appreciate and love you so much.